माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारिय यमुना तीर वन चारिय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत श्रीवासादि गौर Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shama Sundar, Radha Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सूक्ष्म डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत समष्टि प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर विमनंति ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 34 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1. ओके सो वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर द मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास. सो एज पर धर्मात्मा प्रोज इंस्ट्रक्शंस विल रीड द समरी ऑफ चैप्टर 34. नंद महाराज सेव्ड एंड शंखचूड़ा स्लेन. सो फर्स्ट वी रीड द समरी एंड देन श्लोका. This chapter describes how Lord Shri Krishna saved his father Nanda from the clutches of a serpent and delivered a Vidyadhara named Sudarshana from the curse of the Angirasa sages. One day, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men placed their family members on their bullock carts and went to the Ambikavan forest to worship Lord Shiva. After bathing in the Saraswati river and worshipping Lord Sadashiva, a form of Lord Vishnu, they decided to spend the night in the forest. As they slept, a hungry serpent came and began to swallow Nanda Maharaj. Terrified, Nanda cried out in distress, "O Krishna, O my son, please save this surrendered soul." The cowherd men immediately awoke and began beating the serpent with wooden torches. But the serpent would not release Nanda. Then Lord Krishna came and touched the serpent with his lotus foot. The serpent was immediately freed from his reptilian body and appeared in his original form as a demigod. He told about his previous identity and described how he has been cursed by a group of sages. Then he offered his homage at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and, on the Lord's order, returned to his own abode. Later, during the Dola Purnima festival, Sri Krishna and Baladev enjoyed pastimes in the forest with the young women of Braja. The girlfriends of Baladev and those of Krishna joined together and sang about their transcendental qualities. When the two lords became absorbed in singing to the point of apparent intoxication, a servant of Kuvera's named Shankhachuda boldly came forward and began abducting the gopis. The young girls called out, "Krishna, please save us." And he and Rama began to chase after Shankhachuda. "Don't be afraid," Krishna called out to the gopis. In fear of the lords, Shankhachuda left the gopis aside and ran for his life. Krishna chased after him, swiftly approaching him with a blow of his fist, removed Shankhachuda's jewel together with his head. Then Krishna brought the jewel back and presented it to Lord Baladev. Now let's read the first verse of this chapter. Shri Shuka Vacha Ekada Deva Yatrayam Gopala Jata Kautukaha Anobhir Anadudyuktai Prayayuste Ambikavanam. Shri Shuka Vacha Ekada Deva Yatraya Gopala Jata Kautukaha Anobhir Anudadyuktai Prayayuste Ambikavanam. Shri Shuka Vacha Ekada Deva Yatrayam Gopala Jata Kautukaha Anobhir Anadudyuktai Prayastu Ambikavanam. Shri Shuka Vacha Ekada Deva Yatrayam Gopala Jata Kautukaha Anobhir Anudadyuktai Prayuste Ambikavanam. Shri Shuka Vacha शुकवाच एकदा देवयात्रायां गोपाल जात कौतुकाः अनोभिरनुदद्युक्तै रयुस्तम्बिका श्रीशुकवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेट एकदा वंस देव टू वर्शिप द डेमिगॉड लॉर्ड शिव यात्रायाम ऑन ए ट्रिप गोपालाह द काउहर्ड मेन जात कौतुकाह ईगर अनोभिही विद वैगन्स अनडुत to oxen yuktai yukt prayuyuhu went forth te ambikavanam to the ambika forest translation and purport shishila Sukhdev Goswami said one day the cowherd men eager to take a trip to worship lord shiva traveled by bullock cart to the ambika forest purport According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Ekada herein indicates the occasion of Shivaratri. He further mentions that Ambika Vana is in Gujarat province near the city of Siddhapur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds that the departure of the cowherd men specifically took place on the 14th lunar day of the dark fortnight of the month of Falgun. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also quotes authorities who claim that Ambikavan lies on the bank of Saraswati River, northwest of Mathura. Ambikavan is notable because within it are the deities of Sri Shiva and his good and his wife, goddess Uma. Uma Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshimritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चतदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द वैष्णवस सो विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन दिस वर्स सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ द 34th चैप्टर And what was the 33rd chapter? The Rasa Dance. So the five very important chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, also known as Rasa Panchadhyayi, which is from the 29th till the 33rd chapter. So 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33. And 31 is the famous Gopi Geet. So it's considered the most esoteric and exalted portion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm sure all of you, and we should hear it from those who are advanced Vaishnavas, self-realized souls. So I'm sure you must have heard from many great Vaishnavas in Vrindavan about these important chapters. And fortunately, I got 34th chapter, not 33rd chapter, because I'm not qualified to speak on this exalted topic of Rasa Leela. But in fact, for us, all of us, it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing pastime is not different from Krishna's Rasa Leela pastime. And the last verse of the 33rd chapter is a very famous verse which says that one who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's pastimes with the gopis will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. And he will conquer lust, the number one enemy which is in a heart, so difficult to conquer. But there's a secret formula, that just by hearing the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis from self-realized devotees, that's the catch, not from anyone. Otherwise, our lusty feelings will increase. But when we hear from great acharyas, we read Srila Prabhupada's words, and actually if we sincerely do that as a service to Krishna, then this will purify our heart. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. So yes, of course, in the beginning we may be so fallen that we may not be able to read these pastimes also. But as we progress in bhakti, and if we read these pastimes from authorized sources, then actually it can permanently cure our lusty desires from our heart. It's a great secret in Srimad Bhagavatam. But of course, this also we have to do under guidance. Like, there must be a medicine, but a patient may not be qualified to take that medicine. So doctor may say, okay, beginning take this medicine, and later you take another medicine. So therefore, in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, even this medicine may not work. But later, under the guidance of our senior devotees, we can actually, when we read the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, then our heart disease can be cured. And so suddenly from 33rd chapter, which was about Krishna's sweet pastimes of Rasa Leela, and Shukdev Goswami jumps to another pastime of Krishna, which is about his opulence, Aishwarya. Why? Because one may start doubting Krishna. Are, is he a common man enjoying with the girls? So immediately Shukdev Goswami switches. He brings back to the opulence of Krishna. So in this chapter we will see that how two great demons, actually Vidyadhar was not a demon, but a Vidyadhara who was cursed to become a snake. So Krishna killed that simply by the touch of his foot. Just one foot, not feet also, just one foot. The pastime of Ahalya comes into mind, right? Lord Ram also, how he delivered Ahalya just by touching his lotus foot. Similarly here, Krishna delivered Vidyadhara just by touching his foot. Just like Ahalya was cursed to become a stone, similarly Vidyadhara was cursed because he offended, you'll hear later in this chapter, he offended the great sages. And time and again we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that you offend great sages, then we have to pay the price for it. Definitely. So that's very, very risky. Therefore, we should be very careful to guard against Vaishnava Aparad, and especially Aparad against exalted devotees. We'll have severe reaction for it. So, Vidyadhara, he offended, he made fun of Angirasa and the different sages. So he had to become a snake. And so we hear this pastime here, that just by Krishna's touch of his foot, Vidyadhara was delivered. And if you see the list of different anarthas, different demons, we know they represent different anarthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed. Like Putana represents false guru, Trinavarta refers to false pride. We think I am very, very big. Similarly, Vidyadhara refers to what? Does anyone remember? I also don't remember. I read today morning. So Vidyadhara refers to impersonal conceptions compared to a snake. So sometimes, you know, people are, their impersonalism is compared to like a snake philosophy. So it devours the soul. And it's very difficult. Once you are caught by impersonalism, it's very difficult to liberate that person out. Very, very difficult. Therefore, you see, all the Brajavasis, they tried so much. They started beating the snake, they started bringing their fire torches, they started burning the snake, but still, Nanda Maharaj was not coming out of the mouth of that snake, Vidyadhar. So powerful. So this impersonalism is so dangerous that once somebody is engulfed or once somebody is swallowed by this dangerous philosophy of Mayavad, it's very difficult to come out. Only by the foot of Krishna's lotus, only by the touch of Krishna's lotus feet, or by the special mercy of his devotees, one can come out of this impersonalist conception. Kaivalya Nistarako. We see in Sadhu Goswami Ashtakam also that this Kaivalya is considered to be like a great snake, very dangerous. So you can come out of it only by the special mercy of Guru and Krishna. So this is one lesson that we learn from this pastime of deliverance of Vidyadhar. And there are many other pastimes that, many other lessons and many other points you will hear as we read on this chapter. In today's verse, what is being discussed is, and of course later we'll hear the pastime of killing of Shankhachuda. So Shankhachuda, this pastime happened Dola Purnima. You know what is Dola Purnima? Holy time, Gaur Purnima time. So during that time, we know that in Braj, a month-long festival is there, Krishna playing Holi. So that time Krishna and Balram, they together played Holi and they enjoying together, and there was all the gopis. So Krishna has a different set of gopis and Balram has a different set of gopis. But that day they both combined. It was like a mass, you know, gathering, and they had a big festival. So everybody joined together. Krishna, Balram and their sets of gopis joined together and they're singing nice bhajans. And that time this demon Shankhachuda came, and imagine, he tried to kidnap the gopis. You know, how arrogant. And then immediately Krishna ran after Shankhachuda and killed him and took a jewel from his head and presented that jewel to Balaramji. So this pastime also we'll hear later. So today we read the summary. So I thought I can just briefly summarize the entire chapter. And so now today's verse is the beginning of the journey, that how the cowherd men, once upon a time, Ekada. So in Krishna book, I'm sure all of you must have read Krishna book, there Srila Prabhupada says this word Ekada means once upon a time they went to Ambika to worship Lord Shiva. That means not every time. So Prabhupada makes it clear that the Vaishnavas, sometimes they worship Lord Shiva, but not regularly, not every day. Because the Vaishnava is always busy in worshipping Krishna. He respects the demigods and sometimes he worships him. Just like we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that every day he was doing puja to Lord Shiva, but whenever he used to pass by temple of Lord Shiva, he used to go there, pay obeisances, dance in kirtan. Just like he went to which temple? Lingaraj temple in Bhubaneswar. So when we go to Bhubaneswar, we should take darshan of Lingaraj, you know, the traditional temples of Lord Shiva. Whenever we go, we should have darshan. And we should pray to Lord Shiva for what? For devotion to Krishna. Because he's a great Vaishnava. Vaishnava nam yathashambhu. Nimna ganam yatha ganga. Devanam achyuto yatha. Vaishnava nam yathashambhu. Purananam idam tatha. 12th canto of Bhagavatam says, just like among all the rivers, which is the greatest? Ganga. Nimna ganam yatha ganga. Devanam, among all the gods, Achyuta is the greatest. Among all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the greatest. And among all the Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest. So, in that sense, we should all worship Lord Shiva as the greatest Vaishnav. Just like in our temples, we hear some glories of Lord Shiva on the day of Shivaratri. So it's important event for the Shaivites. Shivaratri is very big, just like Janmashtami for us. they start preparation for many days before. But for us, we also observe, you know, we hear Lord Shiva's stories and we can go to have darshan of Lord Shiva. But it's ekada, sometimes, not very regularly. So since we're in Vrindavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev is very important. In that Vaishnav song we read, Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavanamaj. So Gopeshwar Shiva is considered to be like the Dwarapal of Vrindavan. Just like we have to enter any temple, you have to enter through the security checkpost. So Lord Shiva is like the Kshetrapal, the Dwarapal. So any dham we go, just like Lingaraj is like the Kshetrapal for Jagannath Puri dham. Similarly for Vrindavan dham, so Lord Shiva in the form of Gopeshwar Mahadev is the Kshetrapal. So we have to enter Vrindavan by the mercy, by the blessings and the permission of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So it's also mentioned as one of the etiquettes that when we first enter Vrindavan dham, we should go to have darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So this is what we see, that how the many things that we learn. First of all, Srila Prabhupada beautifully explains that yes, Vaishnavas, they worship Lord Shiva, but not very regularly, sometimes, like on special days, or, you know, once in Vrindavan you can go and have darshan. But it's not that every day one must worship. That is not recommended for Vaishnavas. We see Sanatan Goswami had a very special relation with Lord Shiva, you know. In Govardhan, in Mansi Ganga, we see his Bhajan Kutir, and next to that is a temple of Chakleshwar Mahadev. So very interesting, mostly wherever Sanatan Goswami had his Bhajan Kutir, the Lord Shiva temple nearby. Because Lord Shiva wanted to hear the pure holy name chanted by Sanatan Goswami. We know the famous mosquito story, right? That on the banks of Mansi Ganga, once Sanatan Goswami was troubled by all the mosquitoes. And now is the mosquito season, right? Now we also troubled by mosquitoes. And Sanatan Goswami thought that, let me leave this place. And he thought, okay, tomorrow I'll leave this place. In the night, Lord Shiva came and said, Sanatan, I don't want to miss your association. You please stay here and keep chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. We can imagine the pure chanting from the lips of Sanatan Goswami. And Lord Shiva, being a great Vaishnava, he wanted to hear that pure chanting of the holy name. So he told, don't worry, from tomorrow no mosquitoes will disturb you. He called the HOD of the mosquito department and told that not a single mosquito should come in this area. And he said, even now in that area of Chakleshwar Mahadev, we don't find mosquitoes. So I'm sure you must have had darshan. If not, please have darshan once. On the banks of Mansi Ganga, we have beautiful Chakleshwar Mahadev temple and Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. In fact, there are five main Mahadev temples or Lord Shiva's temple in Braj. It is said they were established by Bajranav himself. Four main temples of Krishna and five main temples of Lord Shiva. So what are the four main temples of Krishna established by Bajranav, the great grandson of Krishna? Govindev, Govind temple. Govindevji is now in Jaipur. Then we have Keshavdev. Keshavdev is in Mathura, near Krishna's birthplace. Then we have Haridev in Govardhan. That temple is still there near Mansi Ganga. And we have Baladev, Balaramji, Dauji. A very big temple, Dauji. The area, the place name itself is Dauji. Baldev Dauji. And then five Lord Shiva temples. So we have Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan, Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, Kameshwar Mahadev in Kamyavan, and Nandishwar Mahadev in Nandagaon, and Chakleshwar Mahadev in Govardhan. So in this way, we should also go to Lord Shiva's temple and worship Lord Shiva. And what is the best way to please Lord Shiva? By chanting the holy names. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he used to go to any Lord Shiva temple, he used to begin loud kirtan. And Lord Shiva, being the greatest of all Vaishnavas, he feels very happy when he hears the holy name. So others, when they go to Lord Shiva temple, what they chant? Om Namah Shivaya. Lord Shiva doesn't like that so much. Like a Vaishnava, if you go and glorify him, he'll not feel so happy. You glorify Krishna, he'll feel happy. So therefore, whenever we go to Lord Shiva's temple, what we should do, loudly chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. That will please Lord Shiva very much. This we can learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas, that whenever we happen to go to Lord Shiva's temple, we should chant the holy names. And the place where Nanda Maharaj went, It is Ambikavan. It's in Gujarat province, near the city of Siddhapur. I don't know what's the modern name of Siddhapur. Or is there a city called Siddhapur in Gujarat? Maybe, I'm not aware. It said it's near the city of Siddhapur. And on the banks of the river Saraswati. Of course, we can't see Mother Saraswati now, because this was Dwapar Yuga. Saraswati River was visible. In Kali Yuga, we can't see Saraswati River. So anyway, India is filled with so many holy places. And this is another important holy place. And the Brajavasis, they went from Vrindavan to Gujarat to have darshan of Lord Shiva and to observe the vow of Shivratri. But what is the result? Prabhupada writes beautifully in Krishna book that the Brajavasis, although they worship the demigods, but ultimate result is it increases their attachment to Krishna. So here what happened? The Brajavasis, they went to worship Lord Shiva, but this pastime of Vidyadhara, that snake happened. And that snake tried to swallow Nanda Maharaj. And when Krishna saved Nanda Maharaj, what happened? The Brajavasis, they started glorifying this pastime of Krishna. So one more pastime was added in that list of pastimes of Krishna. So they became more attached to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is the test. That even if we go to some demigod's temple, but for a Vaishnav, after praying to the demigod, what should happen? His attachment for Krishna should increase. That is a pure devotee. Just like the gopis, they worship Katyayani. But what was the result? They got Krishna as their husband and they enjoyed with Krishna in the Rasa Leela. So this is the point that the Brajavasis, for them, even if they worship demigod, it results in the increase of attachment for Krishna. But of course, we can't imitate that. First, we have to increase the attachment to Krishna to that level, and then we can actually worship the demigods and pray to them for their mercy to advance in Krishna consciousness. So for us, we follow Srila Prabhupada's program. It's not that we start worshipping demigods every day, but yes, we should have respect for them. And whenever we go to temple of Lord Shiva or any other like Mother Durga, we should pray. We should not be disrespectful. We should offer obeisances and pray to them for their mercy to become more Krishna conscious, to advance in Krishna consciousness. Like Ambika, Prabhupada says Ambika is the wife of Lord Shiva. So whenever we have Lord Shiva's temple, we always have a temple of Durga nearby. So we should worship. Whenever we go, we can pay our obeisances to Lord Shiva, who is the greatest of all Vaishnavas, and his consort Durga, she is Vaishnavi. You know, there is a Vaishnodevi temple this in Jammu, very famous in India. I also before coming to Krishna consciousness once. But Vaishnavi, people don't understand that Vaishno is coming from the word Vaishnavi. In Vrindavan also, at the entrance we have that big temple of Vaishnodevi. But they don't understand this Vaishno is coming from the word Vaishnavi. She is the greatest devotee of Krishna. So that is unfortunate. People in India don't know. We have to preach to them that how Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava, his wife is the greatest Vaishnavi, and all the demigods, they'll become pleased with us simply by when we become devotees of Krishna. Simple example of Srila Prabhupada, Yatha in the Bhagavatam, 4th canto, Yatha Taror Mula Nisarchanena Tripyanti Skanda Bhujopasaka. Very simple example, but very deep. We have heard so many times. But just think about it. Such a beautiful example. Two examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like a tree, a plant, we don't water each and every leaf separately. No, we pour water at the root. And the water is distributed to all the leaves and branches. Similarly, by serving Krishna, all the parts and parcels of Krishna, all the demigods are automatically pleased. Second example of feeding food to the stomach. We don't feed separately, you know, by syringes to the hand, to the legs. No. We just eat prasad in the stomach. We have beautiful prasad in ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and automatically our body is nourished. Similarly, just by worshipping Krishna, just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, automatically all the demigods are pleased. So this is one important lesson that we learn from here. So beautiful pastime, we'll hear more about it. And today is also the appearance or disappearance? Disappearance day of Abhiram Thakur. So let's read 10 minutes. and discuss something about the glories of Abhiram Thakur. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, there are two chapters, in fact three chapters, which describes the different. Chapter 10 is a trunk, branches and sub-branches of Chaitanya tree. Chapter 11 is expansions of Lord Nityananda. Chapter 12 is expansions of Advaitacharya and Gadadhar Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is like a tree, big tree. The main trunk is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and the main trunks coming out of that, like the big branches, are considered to be three. One is Nityananda, which has so many sub-branches. Then Advaitacharya, which again has many sub-branches. And Gadadhar Pandit. These are the prominent branches coming from the main trunk of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so 11th chapter describes the various sub-branches coming out of Lord Nityananda. So in that, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 11, text number 13, we hear description about Abhiram Thakur. So those who have mobile, you can take it out if you want. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 11, text number 13. Shri Ramadasar Gadadhar Das Chaitanya Gosaira Bhakta Rahitara Pash Shri Ramadasar Gadadhar Das Chaitanya Gosaira Bhakta Rahitara Pash Two devotees of Lord Chaitanya named Shri Ramadas and Gadadhar Das always lived with Shri Birabhadra Gosai. And Birabhadra Gosai is the son of Lord Nityananda. So, let us read Shri Prabhupada's purport. Shri Ramadas, later known as Abhiram Thakur, was one of the 12 Gopals or cowherd boyfriends of Shri Nityananda Prabhu. Just like Krishna Balaram, they have 12 main cowherd boys, Dwadash Gopal. Just like there are 8 primary gopis, Ashtasakhis we call. Similarly, there are 12 main cowherd boys called Dwadash Gopal. Otherwise, there are millions and trillions of cowherd boys, but there are 12 main leaders of them. They're called Dwadash Gopal. So, Abhiram Thakur was one of the Dwadash Gopal. The Gaura Ganadesh Dipika 126 states that Shri Ramadas was formerly Sridhama. You know who is Sridhama, right? He is the brother of Srimati Radharani and very close, intimate friend of Krishna and Balaram, Sridhama. So, the same Sridhama of Krishna Leela came in the form of Abhiram Thakur or Ramadas in Gaur Leela. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, fourth wave, the description of Srila Abhiram Thakur. By the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur became a great acharya and preacher of the Chaitanya cult of devotional service. He was a very influential personality and non-devotees were very much afraid of him. Empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was always in ecstasy and was extremely kind to all fallen souls. It is said that he offered obeisances to any stone other than a Shaligram Shila, it would immediately fracture. So Abhiram Thakur, we heard that he is Sridham, Sridham Sakha, and he was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. And by the order of Lord Nityananda, he became a great acharya and preacher. So we all know that when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to Jagannath Puri, he didn't go back to Bengal. Just went once to Bengal. But whom did he order to preach in Bengal? Lord Nityananda. So he gave instruction to Lord Nityananda that you preach in the entire Bengal. So Nityananda Prabhu followed that instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he preached in the entire Bengal province. Actually, Bengal that time was not like small West Bengal now. It included the entire East Bengal, Bangladesh, West Bengal, parts of Bihar. It was all big Bengal. So Nityanand Prabhu preached in a very big area, and he was assisted by his associates. And one of his great associates is Abhiram Thakur. So when Lord Nityananda came back from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, there's a beautiful description in Chaitanya Bhagavat that how Nityananda Prabhu did kirtan. There was so much in ecstasy that they used to do kirtan not for hours, but for days together, continuously. And they should forget the path also, you know. Sometimes they should go in the wrong direction, again come back. So it took so many days for them to reach from Jagannath Puri to Bengal. And on the way, they met so many Vaishnavas. So the many sweet pastimes of Abhiram Thakur, it is said that once he stood in the form of Krishna for, you know, in a threefold bending form for so many hours. Once it is said that he picked up a big log of wood. He asked devotees, where is my flute? Where is my flute? So nobody gave him a flute. So he picked up a big, huge log of wood. It is said that hundreds of people could not lift that log of wood. It was so big, so thick. But Abhiram Thakur, he picked it up, just like a small stick, and took it in his mouth and was playing like a beautiful flute. So we can see these wonderful pastimes of Abhiram Thakur. Very special, you know. Very unique pastimes. It is said, Prabhupada says, he was very influential and empowered personality. And non-devotees are afraid of him. He was so powerful. And there are one or two very unique things, I'm sure you must have heard. But today being his appearance day, let's hear his glories more for our purification. So he had a famous whip, right? What was the name of that whip? Jai Mangal. So he used to beat with that whip and used to give Krishna Prem. Just by beating with that whip. It would be nice if some devotee has similar whip today, right? We can go to him and say, Prabhu, please beat me and we can get Krishna Prem. So he had that beautiful, that special empowerment by Lord Nityananda. Just by getting beatings from him, one would get Krishna Prem. And his obeisances, you know, that was very dangerous. So there's a nice pastime. We hear Raghunandan Das. You have heard of Raghunandan Das Thakur, right? The famous devotee who made Krishna directly eat laddus. What is his father's name? Mukunda Sarkar. So once Mukunda went out and he told his son that, my dear son, please offer bhoga to Krishna today. He offered some bhoga. Krishna didn't eat. I mean, how Krishna accepts the bhoga? Through his eyes. But then Raghunandan said, no, you have to eat. Krishna, I have eaten. No, you have to eat, like, you know, you have to finish the plate. So Krishna, being so much impressed or so much pleased by the devotion of this young boy, he finished the plate. His father came back, where is Mahaprasad? No, Krishna has eaten everything. So he said, "Arey, how is it possible?" Then he said, okay, once again make the offering. And that time, Raghunandan, when he was offering, same thing happened. He pleaded to Krishna, "No, Krishna, please come and eat, please come and eat." And Mukunda was hiding from a corner and watching what is happening. And that time, Krishna again came and started eating. And that time, Mukunda was so much astonished that he shouted or something, and then Krishna stopped there. It is said that even now, I have not gone there. Has anyone of you been there to that place? Srikhanda, Prabhuji has gone there. That temple is still there. Temple of Krishna, and said he is still holding laddu in his hand. Okay, maybe sometimes we can go there. Srikhanda, at the place of Srikhanda. We still have that temple. So when this news spread, so Abhiram Thakur also heard the news. So he said, now let me come and pay my obeisances to Raghunandan. He's such a great Vaishnav that he made Krishna to eat directly. And when this news spread that Abhiram Thakur is coming, what happened? Raghunandan's parents, they became terrified. My God. Now Abhiram Thakur is coming and he'll pay obeisances to my son, our son. And suppose there is even little bit of material desire in his heart, what will happen? He will die. And you know, parents, you know, how much they have that affection for their children. So they wanted to just protect him and ensure that Abhiram Thakur doesn't come there. But somehow, it's a long pastime, but somehow, Abhiram Thakur managed to come there. He met Raghunandan and he paid obeisance to Raghunandan. But nothing happened. Raghunandan survived because he was a pure devotee. So this actually increased the glories of Raghunandan Thakur, that he passed the litmus test, like we have certain tests, right? To find out whether milk is pure or not. So Abhiram Thakur was the test to find out whether Vaishnava is pure or not. Imagine if now such a devotee was there, you know, we all would have, at least majority of us would have failed in that test. So he had that special potency that he could test whether Vaishnava is pure or not by paying obeisances. So he paid obeisances and Raghunandan Thakur passed the test. That's why everybody was very much afraid of him. Even Nityananda Prabhu, when he had several sons, and Abhiram Thakur used to come and pay obeisance, initially some of the sons died because they were not pure devotees. Then finally when Birbhadra Gosai, when he was born, and Abhiram Thakur came and paid obeisances, he survived. So it was proven that Birbhadra Gosai is pure devotee. And not only Vaishnavas, it is said even deities, you know. If a deity was not properly installed, if the deities were not properly worshipped, then if you would pay obeisances to the deities used to crack into pieces. And Srila Prabhupada writes that if a stone was not actually Shaligram, you know, sometimes fake stone, you know, people worship as Shaligram, it seems. So the stone would crack if it was not pure Shaligram. That was the potency of Abhiram Thakur. And later, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he quotes Srila Bhaktisahasrara Thakur and says that how to reach the place of Abhiram Thakur. So although physically we may not go, let's mentally go to the place of Abhiram Thakur today and pay our obeisances. So 10 miles southwest of Champa Danga railway station, on the narrow gauge railway line from Howrah in Calcutta to Amta, a village in the Hooghly district, is a small town named Khanakul Krishnanagar, where the temple in which Abhiram Thakur worship is situated. Has anyone been there? Achha, Prabhuji has gone. I have not been to these places. Maybe once in lifetime we should go. Khanakul Krishnanagar, near Hooghly, in the Hooghly district near Howrah. During the rainy season, when this area is inundated with water, people must go there by another line, which is now called Southeastern Railway. On this line, there is a station named Kolaghat, from which one has to go by steamer to Rani Chaka. Just see how much description Srila Bhaktisahasrara Thakur has given, because he wants all the Vaishnavas to visit these places. 7.5 miles north of Rani Chaka is Khanakul. The temple where Abhiram Thakur worship is situated in Krishnanagar, which is near the Kula bank of the Khana, Dwarakeshwara River. Therefore, this place is celebrated as Khana Kula. So, Kula means bank, and Khana is the name of a river. So, therefore, Khana Kula Krishnanagar. Outside of the temple is a Bakula tree. You know, Siddha Bakula tree in Jagannath Puri, under which Haridas Thakur was chanting, Bakula tree. This place is known as Siddha Bakula Kunja. It is said that when Abhiram Thakur came there, he sat down under this tree. In Khanakula Krishnanagar, there is a big fair held every year in the month of Chaitra on the Krishna Saptami, the 7th day of dark moon, which is today, Chaitra Mas Saptami Tithi. Many hundreds and thousands of people gather for this festival. The temple where Abhiram Thakur worshipped has a very old history. The deity in the temple is known as Gopinath. There are many Sevait families living near the temple. It is said that Abhiram Thakur had a whip, and that whoever he touched with it would immediately become an elevated devotee of Krishna. Among his many disciples, Sriman Srinivas Acharya was the most famous and the most dear, but it is doubtful that he was his initiated disciple. Srila Abhiram Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments? यस प्रभु। खानाकुल कृष्णनगर धाम की जय। यस yes, I think I've heard somewhere. I'm not very sure. Maybe some of you can, if you have heard. So, like, it's etiquette. I mean, see, obviously, from his heart, Krishna wanted to give that to Srimati Radharani. But when his elder brother was present, by etiquette, it doesn't look good that you give to Radharani. So, therefore, he gave to Balaram. And I think I've heard somewhere that Balaram later gave it back to Srimati Radharani. Is it true? Yes, yes, yes. I think I also heard somewhere that Balaram understood the heart of Krishna and he actually gave it to Srimati Radharani. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Okay? Yes, yes, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the wonderful dance.
Thank you, Prabhu.
It's around the course. Quick, it's clean. Where is it?
Oh. Do we still have that? I think Prabhu knows the answer. Okay, Prabhu is saying that's in Ambika Kalna. Yes, it's still there. Acha, is that whip still there in Ambika Kalna? Can devotees trust that? They don't allow. It's next Prabhupada's museum, we store everything. So it's just we can have darshan of that whip. Yes, once we can all have them. Yes. Okay. You want to say something, Prabhu? Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Abhiram Thakur ki jai.